Hello, sluts, whores, horny virgins, and everybody in between, and welcome to Val's amazing AMA, part 4. Finally, we have reached the geeky questions, possibly one of my favorite sections in this entire AMA. Now, I gotta tell you, I have about 15 questions in the section, but I anticipate that, as my previous AMA sessions, it's probably gonna be long as fuck because you guys and girls have been total cunt swallops, and you've asked me the coolest fucking questions, and I want to answer all of them in as much fucking details as possible. So, I shall once again go down the rabbit hole, and I warn you, I have not taken any ADD meds today, so it's gonna be rough. And I'm probably going to chase down every single last train of thought that I had and follow it totally into train wreckery. So, without further ado, we are off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of fucks. Okay, so first question, we're up to question number 69. I'm sorry, I'm a child. Okay. Fuck, I'm already doing this. I just do this. Okay, question number 69. You can have a threesome with two fictional characters, but they can't share the same universe. Who would you pick? Oh my god. Whoever asked me this question, you know what? I think I'm gonna handwrite with a quill and ink and parchment an invitation to suck my dick, and I'm going to mail it to you because this really sucks. This is a hard question, and first of all, it's unfair because from the get-go, I have to pick two characters. It's like, how do I even pick characters? I am part of so many fucking different fandoms. It's inconceivable for me to just pick two characters. Oh, fuck. Okay. And also, why does it have to just be a threesome? Like, why can't we have a fucking orgy? I mean, in an ideal world, we would just have an orgy and I can bring all of my favorite characters. But alas, I suppose that is asking for way too fucking much. So I will lower my standards. I feel like I know who asked me this question, but it was so long ago, I really can't remember for sure. Huh, okay. Two fictional characters. Oh my god, only two. Oh, fuck. Well, right off the bat, I could think of like 10 or 11 pairs of characters that I would like to have a threesome with. And the first one, obviously, is going to be Snape and Hermione because they are my favorite characters in Harry Potter. And my second pick would be Snape and Lucius because who are we kidding? These are the fucking daddies of the Death Eater wizarding world. Okay, who else? I mean, Hermione and Luna, Hermione and Ginny, Ginny and Luna. Oh, Fred and George. Oh my god. Yes, Fred and George. Who else? Oh, yes. Victor Crumb. And I don't know who else I would fuck with Victor Crumb. Probably Draco Malfoy. He was actually, apart from Snape, one of my biggest crushes in the entire Harry Potter series. And I remember having this really interesting dream with him where I don't mean Tom Felton. I mean, I had a dream about someone who not looked like, but what the character actually looked like in the books. I had a dream of a person who would have looked like my idea of what Draco Malfoy looked like in the books. And I remember waking up and I was so confused because when I woke up to the realization that in my dream, I had been fucking Draco Malfoy and he had been shoving a finger in my ass while he was fucking me. Which is not odd to me because of just who I am as a person. But I thought that was pretty funny because it was just so out there in terms of my dreams. Let's see. Who else in the Harry Potter series? Oh, obviously Sirius Black. It pretty much pair him up with anyone else. I mean, I'd love to get reeled by Sirius Black. Even though I do have reservations about the way that Sirius, Remus, not really Lupin, but definitely Peter, and how they treated Severus when they were in school. And I have my own very strong opinions about the relationship between Snape and Lily, but this is not the platform nor the time to discuss this. Anybody who wishes to further engage in a discussion about these controversial topics, please do DM me or PM me. Okay, so, oh shit, I totally forgot that the first part of this question says they can't be in the same universe. Oh, fuck you, whoever you are. God damn it. Okay. Well, you know, I love Mulder and Scully. And they, too, are some of my most near and dear characters that I love so very much. But then now I have to decide, do I want to have a male-male-female threesome? Do I want to have a female-female-female threesome? Do I want to have a male-female-female? This is hard. This is very hard. Okay, well, I am going... Oh, and then I'm forgetting about Supernatural, too, which I want to fuck pretty much everybody in the entire show, so, darn it. Okay, I'm going to go with Severus Snape and Commander Riker. I know that I didn't even mention him in the beginning, but I have such a hard-on for Commander Riker. Oh my fucking god. Oh, he was my biggest crush when I was growing up from television. So, oh my god, yes, Commander Riker. He's also such a daddy. So, okay, yeah, Snape and Riker. Which is going to be an interesting combination, and I definitely think it would be a very interesting dynamic. In a perfect world, they would also want to fuck each other as well as me. So, because this is my perfect world, and it's Val's rules and Valhalla, I'm going to go with we are all going to fuck each other, and everyone is going to take equal or comparable amounts of pussy and dick. So, there's that. Ooh, and I get to wear a strap-on, too. I don't know why I'm imagining all of these little random scenarios. They have nothing to do with the question. Okay, well, there you have your answer. Your answer is Severus Snape and Commander Riker. Question number 70. Speaking of fictional universes, do you prefer a medieval setting or a sci-fi one? Oh man, you know, I feel like whenever I get these questions like, ooh, choose between these two or three things, it just reinforces how I am as a person, and it just reminds me of the core reason why I am a bisexual, and that is because I can choose and I want everything. And I want it all because I'm greedy, I guess. Or I'm hedonistic, so I want to take everything. But I guess to answer the question, I like both. I love both equally. I'd have to say I do really, really enjoy the combination of medieval and sci-fi. I think that is probably the best marrying of the two. Instead of having to choose one or the other, I can just have both. And I love each for different reasons. I love sci-fi because I am a huge science nerd, even though I'm not particularly intelligent in the sciences. I do absolutely love science, and I think we can do so many more things than what we're doing already. And I think we can go forward and accomplish a lot of very, very neat things that we could only imagine at one point in history. That being said, I also love history, so I'm a huge history nerd, and the medieval time is so fascinating because of the way that culture and society was evolving, and just generally the way that socialization and structures and nations and tribes and Eastern versus Western cultural developments and empires. It's just so fucking cool. And they had shiny armor and swords and used to poke each other with them. And that's fucking cool. But I would say a mix of both. I like both. Okay. 71. Exploring the universe can take quite a long time. So, which starship would you beat your cervix on to pass the time? I love this question. Good question. Okay. I actually like to ask this question of my GWA friends that I make and that I start getting to know around here. Because to me, whatever starship you would choose to be on is very telling about the person, and also not only what the starship that the person would like to be on, but also what position they would take in the starship. So, being the total rando that I am, I'm going to answer both questions, even though I was only asked the first question. But as you know from my previous parts of my AMAs, I volunteer uncomfortable information that nobody wants to know and nobody asks, but that's just, again, a factor of who I am as a person. So, what spaceship would I want to be on? Fuck. Okay. And I think that, I feel like I've talked about this before. I'm at least definitely mentioned it previously, but I think that whatever spaceship you choose to be on really says a lot about you as a person. And this is so hard for me because I've explained how I have an unnatural and uncommon and not very often supported love for the Voyager series. So I obviously absolutely love Voyager. Let me see. Honestly, this is fucking hard. Because, I mean, the Enterprise. Oh, okay. I would say the Enterprise. No, actually, I take that back. I lie. Okay, I'm definitely going to say Voyager because, and hear me out, I would like to be stuck in the Delta Quadrant with a couple of you all from here. So if GWA was on a ship instead of the interwebs and all of us were on the ship together, I think it would be super cool to get lost in the Delta Quadrant and have to explore the Delta Quadrant, which no one really has been in before. So it's completely new and it's super exciting. And you get to start basically anew, start fresh, and just experience these new adventures and these new discoveries. And it's also kind of dangerous, so that adds a fun little edge. And I have so many favorite people that I would love to be on the ship on with. So there's that. And I think we could all just make a really, really effective ship. I think we could make it work. And could you just imagine having all of these ridiculously talented, sexy, horny motherfuckers on a ship with you? Like, yeah, fucking get me lost in the Delta Quadrant. Let me spend the rest of my living life banging everything that moves, has a pulse, and fucking consents. I mean, yeah, I'm ready. Okay. So, second question, which nobody asked, but I told you that I ask myself, is which position would I want to be in? I'll tell you right now, if I'm on that ship with my favorite GWAers, I want to be in every single position all over the fucking ship. But in the actual role of being a crew member, I would. Oh shit, this is also hard because I've thought about this before, but I kind of feel like this is one of those things, just like my favorite song or my favorite color or my favorite food or my favorite TV show or book that kind of changes depending on what moment you ask me in life and kind of what my mood is. So I would say right now, I would probably want to be the second in command. I would actually want to be the first officer. And before I have considered wanting to be the head of engineering, or I would want to be in some sort of leadership capacity where I would be on the bridge because that's where all the action is. And also, I think as a loyal Star Trek fan that grew up watching these episodes about just fantastic space exploration and all of these really, really exciting adventures, you want to be part of the bridge because that is where all the protagonists are and that's where all the action happens. And you don't really think about all the other positions in the ship that you could take. I mean, if I could be like the ship slut, like I would do that. That would be probably my favorite role. Or the ship stripper. I mean, that sounds like so much fucking fun. But other than that, probably, other than the first officer, oh, that's hard. Maybe something to do with navigation. I think that would be pretty cool. And determining where it is that we're headed to next. Yeah, probably. But so the answer to this question, to summarize all of my ranting, the answer to this question is if I had to beat my cervix or have my cervix beaten by someone intergalactically, I would want to be on the USS Voyager, and I would like to be the first officer. Okay. Number 72. Is there a particular universe that you would like to explore? Doesn't have to match up the ship, of course. Oh, everything. I feel like that's a very, very very shitty answer because it's so broad, but I do not know how to impress upon you how very, very much I love space and outer space and galaxies and the universe and stars and planets and black holes and dark matter. And it just fascinates me to no end. And I desperately wish that I could, in actuality, travel through space and discover all of these amazing, interesting, fascinating species and races and creatures. And it would be just a dream come true if that could happen. And I'm a very, very curious person. I think you've all noticed that sexually, but also in terms of people and also in terms of information. And I have an insatiable curiosity to find out what is out there. And as Fox Mulder has said, I want to believe the truth is out there. And I do really, truly believe that the truth is out there somewhere in the universe and in the stars. And we just have to go out and explore it. And I don't think that the wonderful, exciting, rich worlds of Star Trek and Star Wars and Doctor Who really truly exist in the way that they have been portrayed and in the way that we have consumed them. But a very big part of me yearns for that to be reality. And that part of me yearns to be an intergalactic explorer. And I'll stop talking about this now because it makes me kind of sad that this is not our reality. But kudos to Elon Musk for his SpaceX launch that happened recently, which I thought was very exciting and gives us a lot of hope as to what to look forward to in terms of space travel and things like that. So, question number 73. What would be your superpower of choice? Can't pick super cervix endurance. God damn it, you guys. That's not fair. Obviously, that's what I was going for. I mean, what other stupid superpower do I want? Okay. You know, I've never really been one that's too big on superpowers, quite honestly. I don't ever remember being drawn to a superhero for their particular powers. I don't really care for being invisible, even though that's pretty good because you can creep on naked people and watch people fuck, which is one of my favorite pastimes. And you can do it live. You don't even have to watch online porn. You can actually just watch people doing it. But anyway, that's kind of privacy, you know, creepy. So I guess not. Super strength. I feel like that's so blasé. Everybody wants to be super strong. I do not want to read minds. I am a very empathic person and I am very hyper aware of people's emotions and people's, I guess the only way to really explain it is their vibes. That sounds very new age brouhaha, but people's energies, people's vibes, people's intentions, things like that, and auras, I guess. So I don't think I would want to know what they're thinking because that would be exhausting. And I spend a very minuscule amount of time in life wondering what other people are thinking. And the only time that I really truly spend wondering what people are thinking are wondering what they're thinking about sex and how they fuck and what they look like naked and if they're a good lay or not. and what their staple move or staple sexual experience that they're best at is. So, if I had to pick a superpower, I don't really think X-ray vision either, or laser eyes. I think doing something like Magneto would be really neat, but also I'm in love with Jean Grey, so although she has the power to read minds, I would want to have all her other superpowers because she is just incredibly telepathic and incredibly resilient and strong and powerful, and that is not only extremely sexy, but also very alluring and appealing. So I would want to have all of Jean's telepathic powers except for the ability to read minds. Okay, let's see. Question number 74. Who's one of your favorite comic book characters? Ooh, okay, that's an easy one. Wonder Woman. I am a fan of Wonder Woman because she is a badass motherfucking bitch. And she's got the black hair and the big titties and the thighs that can crush watermelons. And I do feel that there is some, not overt homoerotic, I suppose it's just homoerotic undertones with her at some points, or maybe I just describe them that way because I'm a horny slut who also likes to fuck bitches. But I am very fond of Wonder Woman, and I am also very fond of Batman, and I'm very fond of Catgirl, as I'm sure nobody is surprised by that news. But I think what makes me fond of Batman is that he does not have any superpowers, and yet he manages, through his resources as well as his research and his personal vendettas, I suppose, to become one of these people who is responsible for protecting others and is kind of the keeper of his community. And also, he's filthy fucking rich. So there's that. And who wouldn't want to be filthy rich with a bat cave, a bat lair, and Alfred? I mean, come on. Okay. 75. Besides Valkyrie, who is your favorite character in Scandinavian or other mythologies? Well, I am almost certain that nobody is going to be surprised by my answer to this question either. But I am a big fan of the Amazons. I think they are a fantastic tribe. I come from a pretty interesting family where matriarchy really is what holds everything together. So being a strong, independent woman has always been sort of a staple in my life. Even though machismo has always been sort of at the forefront and has always been lurking there and ever present, it is truly a matriarchal line, in my family at least. And so being a strong woman is always something that was very important and that I identified with. So any characters that were strong women, either physically or the way that the character was portrayed in other ways was always very, very appealing to me. And then there's the obvious fact that I am like 19,000 feet tall. And so I'm probably like, you know, a foot and a half or 2 feet taller than the average woman. So it also is something that I can identify with, because there is this race of just giantess women who are badass fucking ruthless warriors who chop off a breast so that they can use their armor and shoot arrows and just be the most exciting and exceptional warriors out there. So that's something that I really like about Amazons, and they're mythological beings, I suppose, or mythological characters that I identify with. Let's see, what else? I'm a big, big buff of Greek mythology, so I could probably talk about that for hours. And I do not claim to know everything about it, but I did recently finish reading Bulfinch's Mythology, and it really, really helped solidify all of these things and kind of bring all the stories together. Also, I love Hades and Persephone as a true basic fucking bitch that I am. But they're also two of my favorites. I love Hades because of just the general concept. He is a not really a Luciferian character, but he does have that villainesque dark shroud around him that I find so very appealing about characters. Because I did share with you all that I am a big fan of the villains. And so Hades usually falls under the villain category. Although I think in on himself, in true mythology, he's not really a villain. He's just misunderstood. My poor baby Hades is just misunderstood, and he needs love and lots of sex from Persephone, who gets absolutely pounded and shredded apart in the underworld for most of the year, and then gets to come up and have pretty flowers around her and frolic in the fields. And fuck woodland nymphs. Those nymphs. Okay, I'm going down that rabbit hole, reeling it back. Okay, Medusa, obviously, also very, very interesting character that I find fascinating because of her backstory. And I do have to say, the Greek gods, just the pantheon of gods, really fucking pisses me off, because there's always someone who goes off and runs off, mostly, obviously, almost always Zeus, who goes off and fucks someone that they're not supposed to fuck, and then somebody else gets mad, and then they take out their wrath on either the demigod or the god or the human, and that is absolutely fucked up. So I'll just note that and move on. Okay. Oh, and favorite character in Scandinavian mythology. I do love the Valkyries. I think they are very, very interesting ladies, very interesting characters. I also find Loki and Freya to be particularly fascinating. I'm not too crazy about Odin, not too crazy about Thor, but I do think the trickster god is very interesting. And Freya, of course, is a symbol for a lot of pagan and Wiccan and just generally spiritually liberated people. So I think that's also neat. Okay, question number 76. What are your favorite legends or mythology stories? And I, again, like a total goober, forgot to read these questions before I answered them. And so I did not have the foresight to go over them. And it's been months since I wrote my AMA and I published it and I put all the questions together. So I'm sorry. I think I just answered that question in my answer to question number 75. But to, I guess, condense it and answer directly, one of my favorite mythology stories, obviously, is the story of Hades and Persephone. But also, I love Prometheus. I think Prometheus is the cradle of creativity, and so many characters in literature have been based on Prometheus, and the fact that Prometheus was so daring and stole that fire and gave it to humanity makes him such a rebel and makes him just so, so very likable. And also, he is one of my favorite all-time works of literature is Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And the whole title of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus. So there's that. So I don't think this question necessarily addresses legends in the way that I'm going to address legends. I think it probably addresses legends in terms of legends of the mythological kind. But I think, personally, one of my favorite lore and legends to study and to learn about are the North American, Native American legends. I think those are very fascinating. There are a lot of my favorite horror tropes and a lot of my favorite spooky things and spooky stories that come from Native American and tribal legends. And, you know, everything from vampires, shapeshifters, the Wendigo, skinwalkers, and all of that really good stuff. So I do really, really, really enjoy those, and I do really, really like those different myths and different urban legends. And I like learning about the different cultures because I do think that they have a different degree of how much they subscribe to the paranormal and to the legends and to the supernatural and to those types of things. And some of them really do embrace it and make it part of their culture, but there are other cultures in which it's still relatively taboo. And then you have cultures that have the, I guess, upside of that, or the other side, or the antithetical side, where they have certain religions and certain practices that incorporate spirituality and incorporate these myths and these legends and are not necessarily widespread or mainstream, but in some Latin cultures they are. So I know that's just a hot mess of a lot of words, but I was thinking really like some Latin cultures that have still modern day shamans and are very big on shamanism, and then some cultures that have adopted the Afro roots of their cultures and they have the voodoo, santeria, brujeria type aspects of it, and then just general spirituality and just subscribing to the notion that there is not a Eurocentric kind of Abrahamic religious core, and that there's much more spirituality and that there are other gods and that there are other spirits out there. So that's also very interesting to me. If you guys haven't noticed by now, I'm a little spooky and a little witchy. I haven't really gone full witch yet, but it is something that I'm very, very interested in, and spirituality and energy and things like that. I'm not out here worshiping Satan, so don't worry. And I'm not casting spells on anyone, but it just has always been such an interesting thing to me. And because I'm such a big fan of magic, and I'm such a big fan of all of these fantasy worlds of witches and wizards and warlocks and spells and all of these really, really neat things, there is still a very big part of me that hopes and believes in magic. And I really, really hope that someday I am proven right, that magic is real. And in my daily life, I consider magic to be being kind to other people and loving each other and loving other people and being good and showing people the support and the kindness that they need, even if you don't really know them. And to me, that's really modern day, everyday magic. But, you know, I really wish I could find a Harry Potter type magic sometime. Because as devastated as I was when I realized that Star Trek was not real and that we would never be able to accomplish the feats of traveling through the universe, which is all I ever fucking wanted growing up, I was even more devastated when I realized that magic was not real and that I would never get to go to Hogwarts and that these amazing, incredible worlds that I escaped to pale in comparison to this one that we currently inhabit. Okay, that was a very long answer. But there you go. More information about Val. Question 77. Do you have a favorite console? I do have a favorite console, and it is not an Xbox or a PlayStation. My favorite console is actually the Sega Genesis, because I used to fuck shit up on the Sega Genesis, and I've never been able to fuck shit up after. After the Sega Genesis, because I'm just actually terrible at video games, and as much as I really wish that I could be better at them, I just simply am not. I have very poor hand-eye coordination. So it's very difficult for me to do like first-person shooters because I have a hard time walking and turning at the same time. So I struggle with that. So I'm really bad at that. But question 78 actually is, what is your favorite video game or game series? So that's a good one. That's a good one. This is hard. I have watched so many video games throughout my life. I like to watch people playing video games. That's why I'm also really big into Twitch, because I just enjoy watching others do it because I can't really do it myself. And I'm not a fan of mediocrity. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I'm really anal and I am very laid back about a lot of things, but I am so type A personality about other things. And that's actually one of them. I don't like being mediocre. If I'm going to do something, I want to be the best at it, or I want to be nearly the best at it. I want to do it all the way, balls to the wall, balls fucking deep. I'm not going to half-ass it. I'm not going to whatever it. So because I'm so bad at video games, I just kind of like quit playing. And I do often play Dead by Daylight because I don't think that one's kind of fun because it's spooky and it's scary, and I don't really think I need a tremendous amount of skill. But anything that has to do with first person shooters or anything that has a storyline that I need to like actively be good at and beat a computer generated character at, Oh, that's gonna be hard. That's gonna be a no for me, dog. But like I said, it's just gonna be a no for me, myself, actually playing it. And it's gonna be a absolute yes to me watching other people play it. So my favorite, favorite game series. It's gonna sound super fucking basic. I mean, okay, let me go back. All right, before I answer this and expand upon it one more time, my favorite video game to play is Mortal Kombat. And I know that's silly as fuck, but I love Mortal Kombat. I love playing Mortal Kombat. Katana is my fucking girl, and I really, really fuck shit up when I play Mortal Kombat because I can jam down any of those buttons, like you have no idea. Talk about being mediocre. Oh no, I excel at smashing buttons. So it usually goes pretty well for me in Mortal Kombat. And also, I just love it because it's a classic, and I grew up playing it with my brother and my sister. And well, not really, not my sister. I would make my sister play it just to absolutely own her because she's a little fucking bitch. So that's why I enjoyed doing that. My sister doesn't play video games. She's like your stereotypical valley girl, like cheerleader, preppy. Everything is perfect. Perfect girl, so she's not about that. And she used to give me total shit about it when I was growing up because I'm just a fucking dweeb. I'm a total fucking dweeb, and she was always really popular and she was always really liked by everyone. And I was generally liked by most people, but I was always like the kind of like lame little sister. And it was so funny because when we were teenagers, I think I fucked a couple of guys that she liked. I don't think she ever found out about that. Because if she would have found out, she definitely would have told my mom, and I would have gotten in so much trouble if she did find out. So I don't think she ever knew about that, but I always thought it was funny because she thought she was so much better than everybody else, and all of us nerdy, dweeby geeks out there were total lame-o losers. But most of us turned out pretty all right, so I mean, I can't really say anything about that. Okay, so let me get back to the question. Favorite video game of all time, Mortal Kombat. I also really like Sonic. I do really enjoy Sonic. I fucking hate with a passion Mario Kart because I always lose, and I lose so badly, and I lose pathetically, and it is extremely embarrassing because I can never seem to get my shit together in Mario Kart, and it is just truly disheartening how bad I am at Mario Kart. Very fun. We used to have this huge, huge room with all of our consoles, and we used to have this, like, basically, game room with a projector on it. And as we grew up, that's where we used to play games, and we'd have all of our friends over, and we'd have parties and stuff like that, like birthday parties. And I would always lose. Somebody would always throw that goddamn fucking shell at me, and I would always look at the wrong screen and think I was winning. So that's why I hate Mario Kart. I really truly love it. There's a place in my heart for it, and I love it, but I also hate it. Okay. So, favorite game series to watch people play. I have watched people play Skyrim. I've watched people play pretty much all of the Assassin's Creed games, every single Call of Duty ever that was created ever in the history of man, and Dragon Age. Oh, Red Dead Redemption. Tom Clancy's Division. What else? I feel like there's so many more games that I've watched people play throughout the years. And that was actually one of the things that I enjoyed when I was fucking my friends casually, was the ease with which we could just fuck and then just relax, and they can turn on a game and start playing, and I can watch them, and we could just kind of spend the day doing that without really any pressure of anything else. So that's actually nice little memories. But to finally answer this fucking question, you all must be so fucking frustrated by me every time I do this shit, because I always fucking do it. So, my favorite game series to watch being played is Assassin's Creed, because I just think it's really neat and they have very, very nice settings and they have very good graphics. And I absolutely love the soundtrack because I am a dweeb like that. So, next question, question number 79. Do you play video games? And if so, what kind? Well, I think I answered that question with my previous question. I'm really bad at playing video games, so I don't play them often. I actually do like playing Cuphead and Mugman. That was very fun. And I currently do play Dead by Daylight, and I do enjoy it. Oh, and I also really enjoy playing The Witcher games. I'm very, again, terribly fucking very bad at them, but do enjoy playing them. And I don't know if this is considered a video game, but I fucking love Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero and Rock Band were my fucking jams. They were my shitzels. I do not sing. I'm not a good singer, but I was fucking jamming the fuck out on those guitars and those drum sets. And most of my all-time favorite songs actually are in that game. And one of my favorite things about those games, the Guitar Hero games, was building a character, because my character always looked like this punked out bad fucking bitch, and I always wanted to look like her, and I always wanted to be her. And she was like full of tattoos, with like tattoos up and down her arms and her legs, and she was dressed all slutty, and her titties were out, and she had this like super cool pink and blue hair and like a mohawk, and she dressed in like chains and leather. And that's who I wanted to be when I grew up. And unfortunately, that is not who I grew up to become. But I mean, I'm not dead yet, so I still have time to become whoever I want to become and do whatever I want to do. So technically, I guess that's not totally out of this world. And in my elderly age, perhaps I can become a rock star. But I was obsessed with Guitar Hero. I would play Guitar Hero every fucking day for like an entire summer, and I loved everything about it. So I totally forgot about that. Again, I don't know that that's considered actually a video game, but if it is, I'll count that. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? Okay, question number 80. If you had the Infinity Gauntlet, would you snap your fingers? I mean, if I had the Infinity Gauntlet and I slapped somebody, that would probably end really badly because they would probably get really fucking hurt, and that would not be good. But would I snap my fingers? Fuck no. I would not do that. That's absolutely terrible. I would never be able to take the lives of people away from the families and the people that they love. So there's that. And question number 81. You're also a history nerd. What? What's a historical question or mystery that you need to know the answer to? Well, fuck, this is a hard one because there's like half a fucking million that I have that I want to know the answer to. I would say, oh, fuck, top 10. Without really, I don't know if I could do it without ordering them. Okay, I'll pick one and then I'll give you the rest of my top 10. So, things I'd like to know. What the fuck ever happened to the Mayans? What the fuck? Somebody, please dig everything up, give me an explanation, and tell me what the fuck happened to the Mayans. Number two. What the fuck happened to Atlantis? I have questions. Number 3, what the fuck happened to Göbekli Tepe? Please. Also, I have questions. I need answers. Number 4, how were the pyramids built? For what actual purpose other than the one that we think that they were built for? And how were they assembled? And including in this number 4, there's like a 4B, which is what really was the true head of the Sphinx? And where is the second Sphinx that there is alleged to be out there? Number 5, what actually is in Area 51? I know this is not like a real history's mystery, but I really truly want to know. Actually, it is kind of historical because it is something that was built some time ago, and throughout the course of history, it's just become more suspect and there's been more speculation about it. So yes, I would like to know what the fuck is going in Area 51. Number 6, how exactly did the Big Bang work? What happened during the Big Bang? How did it work? How does our universe work? Does our universe really continue to expand? How are all of these planets in existence? How is our planet the only planet that has life, supposedly? And let me just preface that statement by saying that life is something a little bit complicated to determine, because what we consider life on Earth is carbon-based organisms, which I don't think necessarily mean that life needs those building blocks and it could be built differently on different planets or solar systems, but alas, I will get off of that. Number 7, how did humans evolve? How did the evolutionary process happen? How did genetics become modified? How did the genetic pool change? How did we branch off from the Australopithecus and the Neanderthals? And how did we go into the branch of Homo sapiens sapiens? I have questions. Number 8. What really happened during the Cold War in terms of espionage, as well as what information was gathered about all the countries involved? And more importantly, what the fuck did we do with our space programs and all of our space races? Why were we so desperate to get out into space? Did we actually go out into space? Who actually went out into space? Did somebody beat us out there? What did they see? All those questions together in one. Number 9, what the fuck happened to Amelia Earhart? That's it. That's all I got to ask on that one. Number 10, what is up with the Voynich manuscript? Where did it actually come from? Who authored it? Was it one person? Was it multiple people? What exactly is in there? What is this information that is inside of it? And what can we learn from it? What use can we take from it? Now, I gave you 10, but I told you I was going to give you the most important one and the one that I absolutely am dying to know, which is, what was lost in the burning of the Library of Alexandria? I gotta tell you guys, sometimes this shit does keep me up at night. Sometimes I'm having a perfectly good day, I'm going about, I beat my cervix, I came like 12 times, I have a fucking ice cream cone in my hand, I have my hair that's just flowing in the wind, and then boom, I think about it. I can't fucking believe they burned down the goddamn fucking Library of Alexandria. I have to tell you, it still fucking hurts. And I think about this. And the most upsetting part of this is that as a bibliophile, I just cannot fathom why and how this absolute fucking atrocity had to happen. I mean, like, what? How could we burn all of this knowledge down? How could we get rid of all of these years of knowledge and civilization and advancements? I mean, like, we just threw it all away. I want to know so many things about these books. I want to know, what were they about? What information was in them? Are there people, or were there people, that could translate this information? Was any of this information able to somehow be saved? Could it have been saved any sort of way? What is it that was contained in these scripts? What was in these manuscripts? What was in these books? We'll never know now. And that hurts me. Okay, I'm done bitching about this because it's really hurting my feelings and it's making me upset, and I don't want to talk about that anymore. I want to be in my old jolly mood for this AMA. I don't want to be thinking about how much we fucking lost at the Library of Alexandria, that we're never going to fucking recover, and all that lost knowledge. Okay. 82. Favorite Ghibli film. Okay. I'm probably going to have a lot of people who are going to hate me for this, but I do not have one because I have never seen a single Ghibli film. And I will actually correct that after I'm done with this AMA, and I will go watch one, because I feel like that's a disservice to myself and others if I can't answer this question in a meaningful sort of way. So I will pick one, and I will watch one, and I will let you all know in the comments what it is that I watched, and I will come back and I will properly answer this question at another time. I promise. Question 83, Star Wars or Star Trek? You know, I know who asked me this question, and you can properly go fuck yourself, because it is unnecessary and inhumane to make me answer these questions, picking out of two of my favorite things. Jeez. Well, I mean, I'm going to have to go with Star Trek, because as much as I love Star Wars, I think Star Trek is the closest. Star Trek, X-Files, and Harry Potter are really, really the biggest fandoms that I am extremely passionately obsessed with and part of. So I'm going to have to go with Star Trek on that one. But I do absolutely love Star Wars, and it is a phenomenal space opera. I don't really want to get into any arguments about the latest installments of it, because I just don't want to hurt my feelings and other people's feelings. But if you would like to discuss that, again, I welcome you to send me a quick word, and we may either end up being best friends, or you may end up being a sworn enemy and block me because you think I am just the most preposterous person on this planet. But either way, you are welcome to find out, and we are welcome to explore. Now, question 84 is actually another question where I have to choose between two wonderful things. And the question is, Sam or Dean? Now, this question I have absolutely no hesitation or difficulty answering, because Dean, all the way, any day, every day. Over Sam. I have absolutely zero allegiance to Sam. I think he is not as amazing as Dean is, even though he's suffered and he's gone through hell and back. Sorry, I had to. But so has Dean. So I really don't think Sam is any more of a likable character than Dean is. And as you all know from my constant mentions of it, I do like my complex, hurt, villainous, bad boy type characters. So I think that's how Dean started, and I immediately just latched onto that. And I so much more prefer Dean over Sam in the early seasons. And then as it kept on going, I just kept on falling more and more and more in love with Dean, because he really truly is a squishy, ishy, mushy, gushy little teddy bear inside. And as much as I loved it when he was a bad boy and he fucked everything that moved, because duh, I can relate to that, I think that he is such a beautifully complex character and just such a beautiful soul. And I love him, and I loved everything about him, and I still love everything about him. Question 85. Do you read or listen to audiobooks? And if so, what kind? Well, I listen to pretty much every single kind of audiobook except for self-help books. I just don't like those. And I mentioned that in a previous AMA too. I'm not really a big fan of that kind of works. I like fiction. Nonfiction, I do enjoy reading because I love learning about things. And I'm a total fucking dweeb just to learn about new things. But I generally listen to fiction. I listen to sci-fi, fantasy, regular novels, historical fiction. I try to get into some popular stuff to see what all the craze is about. And then, of course, I love to read my mythology and I love to read my classics. And I do really, really like audiobooks because it's just so convenient in the modern era. So if I'm on the train or if I'm on a bus or if I'm on an airplane, I can just go ahead and I can just listen to one, and that makes things a lot easier than actually reading and carrying a book along with you if you don't really have space, or if you don't really have any memory on your phone to download it, or if you don't have a Kindle, or if you don't have your laptop or anything like that. So I do enjoy audiobooks a lot. I actually have read the Harry Potter series physically several times, and I've listened to it also several times on audiobook. And I did that with The Song of Ice and Fire. The first time around that I read it, I actually listened to it. I didn't actually physically read it. And what else did I do that with? Oh, I did that with the Mortal Instruments series, the Vampire Academy series, the Hunger Games series. What else? I feel like there was another series that I did that with. Oh, I also did that with Bullfinch's Mythology at one point because it just became easier to do. And there was another one, but I can't remember right now. And it was an actual, like, really, really, really long series of books. So I feel like I tend to do that with long series as opposed to, like, a single book. A single book I usually read. Oh, A Discovery of Witches. I did that with that series, too. So there's that. All right. Thank you so much for listening to my fourth part of my AMA. I very much appreciate that you have gone through all of this. Oh my gosh, all of this pain and agony. It's been like 5 hours by now that you've put up with all of my bullshit. If you've listened to the other parts of my AMA, but I really appreciate that you've listened, and I hope that everybody whose questions were answered listened to this. And if you have any more questions about my answers to your questions, please do feel free to ask, and I will catch you all lovely folks next time on my fifth and final AMA.